The art that's out on the playa in Black Rock City is an integral part of Burning Man. This year, artists from around the world have constructed pieces that run the gamut from large to small, including wood structures, paintings, and more. I spoke with Annabelle Romero from Los Angeles, who's part of a crew that helped create a large wooden structure called a Luna, as well as Harvey Branscombe of Colorado, who helped bring a mammoth art car to Nevada.
So this piece is inspired by Arawakan architecture, and they are an indigenous community from the Sierra Nevada of Santa Marta, Colombia. It looks like the kitchen of this community, essentially. This is what their kitchens look like, and it's supposed to be the heart of their community. This community is completely dedicated to keeping the reciprocal relationship with the planet, and everything that they do is extremely purposeful. So this piece for us, I think, it's all about reciprocity and giving back. And also for them, it's about maintaining the balance between opposites and always like trying to keep the relationship between the earth and ourselves in check, essentially, while maintaining their civic duty, because they are one of the prime caretakers of Colombia's natural resources. Well, this project is an international collaboration. Most of us are actually Colombian. So we started working on this back in like last year, essentially, like way back. But the team, the architect and our engineer Brian, came over here like a month and a half ago, and they started building it. It's a team of us, a core team of 12, but on it like 22 of us. And we showed up here a week before the festival opened, when there was nothing, and like started from scratch. You know, what I think is special about this structure is, like, especially at night, there's so many parties and so many things going on, right? And there's so much stimulation. And it's interesting when people come to it at night and they're like moths to the flame, because it's completely ambient and it just, like, it provides kind of like a safe haven. It's really interesting. And I think just introducing people to another culture and I think that this community is so special and so devoted that it's something that the world should know about.
That's Burning Man. That's Mam the Mammoth. That's a sound people now recognize because of so many years that Mammoth's been here. They actually hear it more than they see it, because we only go like maximum 5 miles an hour. There's no way we get faster than that. So we hardly ever get across the playa. You know, it's a big effort for us. So we're waiting in line here to get through the mutant vehicle department, which we need to go through in order to get a license to operate a mutant vehicle, which is usually a modified car, but we're just a made for the purpose aluminum wheeled bicycle powered thing. We added a motor in order to be able to be a mutant vehicle, so we can get the work access passes that allow us to come in 3 days early in order to put it together, because that's at least how much time it takes to put it together. Yeah, well, even just making sure we have enough parts to put it together when we're here is a big problem. So there's a lot of different technologies in here, different chains, motorcycle chains, bicycle chains, and cranks and pedals and all this stuff. And we got to make sure that's got enough of that stuff. That's hard right there. So that's all before we get here. Then we got to plan for the amount of water we're going to have here, the amount of gas we're going to have here, stack it all in a trailer. It's got to pack in perfectly into the trailer, otherwise it won't fit. Like I said, a long time getting here. So that's because we come from Colorado, so it's over 1,000 miles each way. Last year, we actually left the Mammoth in Winnemucca at a storage zone. So that was a little harder because we couldn't remember what we left with the Mammoth. And we had to figure out we had enough arriving in Winnemucca to, you know, tow the trailer in here and put the Mammoth together here. So we succeeded. This is the perfect Burning Man piece because it has no purpose whatsoever. And it could only be used here. It really can't go on a hill. You know, we do have brakes, but we tried it in Telluride once and it was a problem. You know, the hills in Telluride. So basically it has to come to Burning Man, and people love it at Burning Man, but you ask what's it for, that's not the right question. But then again, you don't ask that question at Burning Man, or yours should be somewhere else probably.